Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
All right, Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Yep, it is a Thursday here in Detroit. And Tigers back in action tonight. We got football. Turn the calendar. It's August 1st. You got the Hall of Fame game. The Lions play a week from tonight. Michigan and Michigan State both started practice. It's in the air, people. It's in the air. Not quite weather-wise yet. You know how you can, that first time you can sort of smell football, you get outside and you're like, ooh, this feels like football weather. We're not there yet. But when you turn the calendar, you get to August, and it just so happens to coincide with the Hall of Fame game. I feel very football-y today. And we were building the entire show around a big football show. And then Scott Harris talked to the morning show. So I feel as though that sort of is bigger news here in Detroit today.
It is bigger news. It's definitely bigger news. Was what he had to say, the questions that were asked, the way that he answered them. Yeah, all that. I get a little sad on the 1st of August.
Do you?
Yeah. And I don't know if this dates back to just when I was a kid, and it feels like running out of time in the summer before you got to go back to school. That crap, you know? But it's I've always felt
you're
this way.
You're doing this still? You're still starting to feel sad because school's coming?
I know. Now what it changes to is, no, because I've been working the whole time. What it changes is that it just feels like summer's getting ready to come to a close here. And I love summer. And summer, it feels like it's the shortest season of all. And it's just a little sad for me.
Well, summer typically implies more time for vacation, more time to do things, more and less obligation. And yeah, for me, summer started last weekend, just because of kids' sports commitments. It finally, you know, it comes to an end and you're ready for it to end. It's fun. It's great. And it's really cool to support your kids and be there, but I enjoy the hell out of it. But when it's over, I'm ready for it to be over, and you get a few weeks and then it's right back into football season. And I'm good with it. I'm ready for the content. I'm ready for the fun. I'm ready for one of the, probably the most highly anticipated Detroit season of all time. Detroit professional season of all time. This coming Lions season. We'll get to the Lions, but as we mentioned, Scott Harris went on the morning show, and I appreciate his candor. I don't always agree with everything he says.
He's not Dan Campbell for you.
What do you mean? Oh, no,
well,
not.
Well, you believe
no,
everything God, no. Dan Campbell says.
Sure as hell do. You bet. But in the case of...
what does Scott Harris think of Levi Enzerike?
What'd you make of the interview?
I thought it was good. I mean, I heard about, I would say, at least half of it. And look, I think when it comes to Scott Harris, people generally, there's going to be a huge percentage of people that just don't like what he has to say because he's got a plan and he's got a vision. And unfortunately, his plan and vision takes time to develop. And people that are Tiger fans and have been Tiger fans forever, they're tired of waiting. And they saw perhaps a window of opportunity to get back to the playoffs, even just in a wild card capacity. And they want that. They want that taste. And I think what comes out of it is that Scott Harris can appreciate all that. But that's not what he wants to do. What he wants to do is effectively, it's the Iser plan, right? He wants to not just get in there when there's a short window. He wants to get in there and stay in there. When he wants his team to be good enough to stay good for years and years and years to come. And not just do some sort of quick fix that's, you know, satisfies the public for a year or two, and then you're back to square one. And you can agree with that, you can disagree with it. But what it is, it's his vision, and I can respect that. And he's trying to do it his way. So he doesn't care if you want Wyatt Langford over Max Clark. He valued Max Clark. You know, and I'm assuming he valued him because he sees a higher upside, a higher ceiling than what you saw with Wyatt Langford, even though Wyatt Langford could have helped you for this season. You know, there are just little things like that. When he says things like, I didn't want to block the players. If I had signed a free agent, I'd be blocking some players. And when he's talking about signing free agents, it means to longer term contracts. So if people wanted Matt Chapman at third base, for instance, this past offseason, well, Chapman's got a 4-year deal, I believe. I think he has 3 more years after this. They're all player options. So maybe he would have left after the first year. I don't know. But let's assume it would have been a 4-year deal. And they've got Jace Young, who they're trying to play at third base. And he specifically mentioned Jace Young at third base today. So even though Jace Young's been playing around at third and at second in the minors, because he hasn't really been able to field the third base position effectively. His fielding percentage is below 900, which is terrible, at third base. But it's near flawless at second base. So if what he had to say today, to me, it tells me that they're still committed to trying to make him a third baseman, and that's one of the things that they were hoping it was going to come along quicker. But even if if Jace Young spends the whole year at AAA Toledo this year playing third base, that the plan would be next season he can get there. And had you signed a free agent like Matt Chapman, well, then you've got Chapman for the next 3 years while you're trying to give this young guy a chance. I understand it. Again, you can disagree with it. You can say that's a crappy way of doing things, but I understand what he's trying to
do. So here's the deal. Basically, reiterating what we've already known, but their plan requires two things that Detroiters, I don't think, have. One is it requires patience. Mm-hmm. And the fan base has been very patient. Not necessarily with Scott Harris,
right.
but with Illich ownership, and over the years, fans have been patient and are sick of being patient and want to see real tangible signs and steps forward. And they're very subtle signs, if there are any signs. But the plan requires patience, and the plan requires faith. And there's little reason right now, there's not enough evidence to say, oh, this is going to work. We all have understood and built and trust and now have faith in Brad Holmes. And in Scott Harris's case, what the Tigers are doing, we unfortunately don't have anything to build that faith on. It's just kind of blind faith. There has been good and there has been bad. And, you know, there have been some moves that have worked out and some that haven't. But, man, it's hard. I would think that the Tigers organization would probably understand why the fan base is struggling. Because if the fan base was patient, we'd be fine. The fan base still had patience. I feel like we've given a reasonable amount of time to expect the team to be competitive, and it's drained. And so I think the organization has to understand why it's hard for the fans to be patient. And I think the organization probably has to understand why it's hard to have faith. The organization hired Scott Harris and brought him in to run this show. So they obviously believe in him. And he is committed to the philosophy. But we don't have a lot of patience and we don't have a lot of reason to build the faith.
No, but I also think the organization understands that. I do think they understand that. I do think that it's a tough ask for the fans to be patient. But you know what they're doing? They're not doing things just to satiate the fans. They're doing things to build, in their minds, the best vision to go forward to build this team up so it's going to be good for a long time to come. Fans may not like it, and if you're ownership and you believe in Scott Harris, then you know there's probably a better way to phrase it, but fans be damned.
Do you think anything you did? I'm intrigued if anybody heard that interview. If they came away from it and said, okay, all right. Because I thought that he did a good job answering questions and they really pressed him on a number of things with follow-up questions. And I thought he at times sounded like he was going to get upset, but then, no, let me just answer this question. And one point said, I disagree with your premise. Mm-hmm.
There's that little bit of, sarcastic laughter that comes through that he had a little bit when he's like, you can almost hear the head shaking and the eyes rolling from him in response to it. Because like, I think in particular when it was the Evan Petzold article he was talking about and said he had to settle for the players that Dodgers offered. And he's just like, Yeah, we didn't settle, you know. So, and he's got conviction with the players that he's got, and he's got conviction with his own scouts. And you know, you have to understand that he's going to do what he believes is right, and you can disagree with it, but you're not going to change he's feeling.
Yeah. He is committed to it. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson. If you missed what he had to say, we'll replay some of it for you. 97.1 The Ticket.